بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is our final session, session number 12. reading from lessons in Arabic language. Medina Book 1, Dr. Fahd Abdurrahim, Islamic University of Medina. And this is our reading comprehension course, in which we have been concentrating on trying to improve our reading skills, our ability to translate orally and to take dictation, yani to write down what we hear. And for the most part, yani the main thing is that we try to learn the vocabulary and that we understand the grammatical rules in order to comprehend what we read or what we hear, and to help us to be able to express ourselves in Arabic language properly. So, today is our final session, Alhamdulillah. And we're going to cover the last two chapters, both of them, yani, being related to the topic of words, nouns that are mamnu' min as-sarf, yani diptotes. Lesson 22 and lesson 23. So lesson 22 is the core of the matter, and lesson 23 is just any follow up on some any matters related to words that are mamnu' min as-sarf. So our normal format is four parts. The first part is going to be the vocabulary review, in which there's oral translation from Arabic to English and English to Arabic. The second part is going to be reading and translation of the text after a quick review of the vocabulary in this section, this chapter. So we're going to, and in the reading and translation, we're going to identify new vocabulary words and analyze the grammatical points or word relationships. The last two parts of the lesson is going to be listening skills, where we're going to listen to some sentences, questions and or answers, and translate them orally. And the last section is going to be dictation skills, where we listen and try to write what we hear. So we're going to start with the vocabulary review. Lesson 23 has a number of vocabulary words, so we're going to review some of those words quickly and then look at the grammatical points that are in this lesson before we read the selected text for translation and analysis. So first we're going to look at words. I'll give you some words in Arabic. Arabic. I'm not sure. Do I want to do Arabic first or English? Allahu musta'an. Okay, I'll give you Arabic, and then you translate into English. Okay, so the first word in Arabic is Ahmaru. Ahmaru. The meaning of Ahmaru is the color red. The next word, Azraqu. Azraqu, with Qaf on the end. The meaning of Azraqu is the color blue. The third word, Akhdaru, with Kha as in Khalid and Dad as in yani Naam. Yani as in the color that will come after this, yani Abyad. Okay, Akhdaru. The meaning of akhdaru in English is green. The next word, aswadu, with a del instead of dad, aswadu. And the meaning of aswadu is the color black. The next word, asfaru, with sad, asfaru. The meaning of asfaru is yellow. The next word, abyadu, with dad again, as in akhdaru, abyadu, and the meaning of abyadu is white. The last two words are qala and qalat. Both of these are past tense verbs. Qala meaning he said, and qalat meaning she said. Okay, on the other side, I'll give you some English words here, and you give me the Arabic equivalent. The first word is a teacup, a teacup. The singular form of it is finjanun, and the plural on the wazn or the pattern of mafa'ilu finjan, its plural is fanajinu, fanajinu, with two long vowels. The next word, the word that means 1/60th of an hour, minute, 1 minute, the singular is daqiqatun, daqiqatun, and the plural also on the pattern of mafa'il, or this one is on the pattern of mafa'il, the previous one was on the pattern of mafa'il, two long vowels, this one has one long vowel, mafa'il. So the plural of daqiqatun is daqa'iqu, daqa'iqu. The next word is kerchief or handkerchief. The singular of it is mindilun, mindilun, and its plural is on the pattern of mafa'ilu, two long vowels, mafa'ilu. The plural of mindilun is manadilu, manadilu. The next word is key, yani the key that you use to open a lock. The singular we had previously is miftahun, miftahun, and its plural is on the pattern of mafa'ilu, two long vowels, mafatihu. Okay, these are the vocabulary words that they gave us for this particular lesson. Now we're going to go to the second part, that is the reading and translation of the selected text. But before that, just a quick review, quick review of the grammar for this particular lesson, which the grammar for this particular lesson is primarily related to the various types of words that are diptotes. In Arabic, al-mamnu' min as-sarf, al-mamnu' min as-sarf. So in this book, we previously covered maybe six or seven types of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf. And in this lesson, we're going to review all of those types, in addition to a few other types. Maybe one, two, three more types that we didn't have previously, but we're going to see in this lesson. All right, so what is the intended meaning of al-mamnu' min as-sarf? Yani words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, it means that these words do not make complete changes in terms of their changing the case endings from dhamma to fatha to kasra. So they actually can take dhamma and they can take fatha, but words that are mamnu' min as-sarf don't take kasra, generally speaking. Okay, so the meaning here is that they don't make full changes of the case ending, the vowels that indicate the case ending, and also they don't take tanween. They don't take tanween. So these words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, yani they have specific patterns or specific categories of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, and in this lesson we have 8 categories. In this lesson, we have 8 categories. We have already taken most of those 8 in lesson 4, in lesson 9, in lesson 10, in lesson 13, 14, and 16. We've already taken most of these categories, and we're going to see here just a couple of other categories, maybe 3 others that we didn't take before. So one of the things that I want to mention here that's very important is that words which are mamnu' min as-sarf, nouns or adjectives which are mamnu' min as-sarf, don't take tanween. Most nouns and adjectives in Arabic take tanween. Although even words that take tanween may not take tanween in 3 cases. When they have alif lam, they won't take tanween, right? And when they are a mudaf, the first part of an idafa construction, they won't take tanween or alif lam. And when they are preceded by ya and nida, like ustadhun, if you said, O ustadh, ya ustadhu, it won't take 10 wien. So these are three cases in which normal words that take 10 wien won't take 10 wien. If they have alif lam, if they are the first part of an idalfa construction, and when they are preceded by ya and nida. Other than that, other than in those three cases, most nouns and adjectives take 10 wien. But there are some nouns and adjectives which don't take 10 wien, and they are called diptotes in Arabic, al-mamnu' min as-sarf. So most of these categories of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf we have previously taken. For example, the feminine proper noun, like amina and zainabu, aminatu and zainabu, feminine proper nouns, either if they have tarmabuta or even if they don't, all feminine proper nouns are mamnu' min as-sarf. We had that in lesson 4. Likewise, masculine proper nouns, which normally take 10 wien, if they end with ta marbuta, and is the sign of femininity, if they end with ta marbuta, then like feminine proper nouns, they won't take 10 wien. And we had this in lesson 10. Also, masculine proper nouns ending with fatta alif noon, anu, like Uthmanu, Ramadanu, Sufyanu, Marwanu. Names that end with Fatta Alif Noon, masculine proper nouns that end with Fatta Alif Noon, don't take Tanween. We didn't have this particular category previously, but we're going to see it in this chapter. The fourth type are adjectives on the pattern of Fa'alanu. Yani they end with Fatta Alif Noon, but they have a specific pattern, Fa'alan, like غَدْبَانُ شَعْبَانُ كَسْلَانُ مَلْآنُ. Okay, this pattern of فَعْلَان, adjectives on this pattern are also ممنوع من الصرف. We had that in lesson 9, in the first part of lesson 9. The next category are masculine proper nouns on the pattern of أَفْعَالُ, yani on the verbal pattern of أَفْعَالُ. So, masculine proper nouns on this pattern, like amjadu, ahmadu, anwaru. These words are mamnu' min as-sarf, they don't take tanween. We didn't have this category, but we're going to see it in this chapter. The next type, the sixth type, is adjectives on the pattern of af'alu. The previous one was masculine proper nouns on the pattern of af'alu. This one, adjectives on the pattern of af'alu, like the colors that we had in the vocabulary just now. Aswadu, ahmaru, أخضروا أصفروا أسودوا, and like this. Okay, adjectives on the pattern of أفعلوا are ممنوع من الصرف, and this is covered يعني in this particular lesson. We just read these words from the vocabulary. The sixth type of words that are ممنوع من الصرف are adjectives on the pattern, I'm sorry, I just did that one. The seventh type are non-Arabic proper nouns. Non-Arabic proper nouns, يعني proper nouns meaning the name of a person's name, like William or Edward. Proper nouns and names of proper nouns that are the names of places as well, like Londonu, yani the city of London, or Pakistanu, the country Pakistan. Non-Arabic proper nouns that are not originally from Arabic are also mamnu' min as-sarf, and we had this in lesson 14. The eighth category are four broken plural patterns. Some of them we had in lesson 13, that is the pattern of af'ila'u, like the plural of sadiq, asdiqa'u, the plural of ghani, aghniya'u, the plural of qawi, aqwiya'u. This broken plural patterns, that broken plural words that are on the pattern of af'ila'u are mamnu' min as-sarf. We had that in lesson 13, and in lesson 13 we also had the broken plural pattern fu'ala'u, like fuqara'u, the plural of faqir, zumala'u, the plural of zamil, wuzara'u, the plural of wazir, and umara'u, the plural of amir. Broken plurals that are on this pattern of fu'ala'u and on the pattern of af'ila'u we had in lesson 13 of mamnu' min as-sarf, and in lesson 16 we had the broken plural pattern mafa'ilu, like masajidu, makatibu, like this. They're also mamnu' min as-sarf. We had that in lesson 16. And a similar broken plural pattern, mafa'ilu, with two long vowels instead of mafa'ilu, which we're going to see in this lesson 22, also mamnu' min as-sarf. So these are the categories of mamnu' min as-sarf. Most of them, as I mentioned, we had previously in lesson 4. in lesson 9, in lesson 10, in lesson 13, 14, 16, and the remainder of them we're seeing in this lesson 22. Okay, so these are the broken plural patterns that we should know as we complete this level 1 course. And in this chapter, inshallah, we're going to review all of those categories of words that are mamnu min as-sarf, and we're going to be reminded of the fact that words that are mamnu min as-sarf, they don't take tanween, and as well, they don't take kasra when they are majroor. Although there's an exception to this particular rule, yani that they don't take kasra when they are majroor, that is, there's a situation in which they may take kasra when they are majroor, and that is, yani, if they have attached to them alif lam, yani, if the word that is mamnu min as-sarf has attached to it alif lam, then it is no longer mamnu min as-sarf and it can take kasra. For example, if we said salaytu fi masajid, I prayed in masjids. So here, masajid is mamnu min as-sarf, even though it's following the preposition fi, and it is majroor, but it doesn't take kasra. The sign of it being majroor is a secondary sign that is fatha. Okay, because it's mamnu min as-sarf, even though it's majroor, it doesn't take kasra. But if masajid, if we attach to it alif lam, it's no longer mamnu min as-sarf. So in that case, we could say salaytu fi al-masajid, and it will take kasra. Fi al-masajidi. And likewise, if the word that's mamnu min as-sarf is the mudaf in an idafa construction, the first part of an idafa construction, in that case, also it would take kasra, as in the masjids of Medina. Yani if I said salaytu fi masajid al-Medina, here masajid is the mudaf, so it would take kasra, we'll say salaytu fi masajid al-Madinati. So the point here is what? That words that are mamnu min as-sarf, yani the two characteristics of words that are mamnu min as-sarf is that they don't take tanween, and when they are majroor, they don't take kasra. But there's an exception to the rule of them not taking kasra. That is, there are two cases in which they would take kasra, and that is if they have alif lam attached to them, or if they are the first part of an idafa construction. In that case, they will take kasra. Okay, so this is what we wanted to say concerning words that are mamnu min as-sarf. There are 8 categories. These are the rules related to them. And now, what we want to do is go to the selected text. We want to take a look at the selected text for lesson 22 and look at specifically at trying to identify vocabulary words. Excuse me. And also identifying specifically words that are mamnu min as-sarf. We definitely want to identify all the words in this text that are mamnu min as-sarf, and we also want to clarify in each case why this particular word is mamnu min as-sarf. Yani, words are mamnu min as-sarf for various different reasons. We want to identify each time we have a word that's mamnu min as-sarf, we want to identify why is it mamnu min as-sarf. Yani, is it because it's a feminine proper noun or a masculine proper noun that has tarmabuta, or because it's a proper noun that ends with the extra letters fatha, alif, noon, as in Uthman and Sufyan and Marwan, or is it a proper noun that's on the pattern of af'alu, like ahmadu and anwaru, or is it a foreign, yani non-Arabic proper noun, like yani Williamu or Edwardu, or even some common word, Arabic words, that nouns, proper nouns that are not originally from Arabic, like the names of the prophets, Ibrahimu and Ya'qubu. We want to know, is it because it's an adjective that's on the pattern of af'alu, like abiyadu and ahmaru, the colors akhdaru, or is it because it is a sifa, yani on the pattern of fa'alanu, like kaslanu, jaw'anu, atshanu, and ghadbanu? We want to identify in each case the words that are mamnu min as-sarf, why they're mamnu min as-sarf. Another reason why they might be mamnu min as-sarf is because they are broken plurals that are upon one of the patterns that we identified either in lesson 13 or in lesson 16, or that we're going to see for the first time in this lesson. Like the pattern أفعلاء, or the pattern فعلاء, or مفاعل, or مفاعيل. Okay, so these are the eight categories, broken plural patterns on these broken plurals that are on the on these four patterns, or adjectives that are on the pattern of أفعل or فعلان, and proper nouns, that foreign proper nouns, non-Arabic proper nouns on the pattern of أفعل, proper nouns that end with the extra letters an, like Uthman, Sufyan, Marwan, or feminine proper nouns or masculine proper nouns that end with ta marbuta. So we want to look at all of these different categories. We want to identify them as we read through the text and translate the text, and perhaps even look at some other grammatical rules that we had previously. But we want to concentrate mainly on identifying the words that are mamnu min as-sarf and why they are mamnu min as-sarf. Okay, so I hope that everybody, yani, has read this text carefully and paid attention to the categories of words that are mamnu min as-sarf. And as we go through it and we translate, I want you to translate along with me. And I'd also like you to identify every time you see a word that's mamnu min as-sarf, make sure that we stop on it and that you make an effort to identify why it is mamnu min as-sarf. Okay, so let's read from page 117. The text is just on this page 117. It's at the top of the page. It says, الدرس الثاني والعشرون. الدرس الثاني والعشرون. The 22nd lesson. So this lesson begins with حامد طبيب. يعني حامد is a tabib, a doctor. By the way, this is a complete sentence, a jumla. What type of sentence? Jumla ismiya, nominal sentence. And it has two essential parts, that is the subject and the predicate. In Arabic, we call the subject what? The mubtada'u, and the predicate, the khabar. Mubtada and khabar. So this is a simple nominal sentence, jumla ismiya, composed of mubtada and khabar. And we also should remember that both the mubtada and khabar are always marfu'un in the nominative case. So we see hamidun has dhamma and tabibun also has dhamma. The next sentence, zawjatuhu mudarrisatun. Zawjatuhu mudarrisatun. Yani his spouse, his wife, is a teacher, female teacher. Mudarrisatun. What we want to note here is the pronoun. Yani zawjat, zawjatu is the mubtada, and the pronoun hu is mudhafun ilayhi. Pronouns are all mabniyun, so we say it is mudhafun ilayhi, mabniyun, in the place where it should be majrur, fi mahalli jar. Yani because the mudhaf ilayhi is always majrur, but here it's mabniyun, so we say it's in the place where it should be majrur. Okay, so zawjatu is the mubtada, who is mudhafun ilayhi, and mudarrisatun is the khabar. Next, ismuha aminatu. Ismuha aminatu. Yani his zawja is a teacher and her name is amina. Aminatu. Here we notice that aminatu, unlike mudarrisatun, has tanween. Aminatu does not have tanween. And again, this is a simple jumla ismiya. Ismu is the mubtada. Mubtada ha, the pronoun ha, is mudhaf ilayhi, mabniyun, in the place where it should be majrur, fi mahalli jar. And aminatu is the khabar. It's marfu'un, but it doesn't have tanween. Why? Because this is the first word so far that we've seen, which is mamnu' min as-sarf. It's a diptote. Why is it mamnu' min as-sarf? It's from the first category that we mentioned, al-alamu al-mu'annathu. Al-alamu al-mu'annathu, the feminine proper noun. It's a feminine proper noun. All feminine proper nouns. Here, this one has termabuta, the sign of femininity. But even if it didn't have termabuta, even if it was like Maryamu, or Zainabu, yani, with no ta marbuta, all feminine proper nouns are mamnu min as-sarf. Ismuha aminatu. Hamidun lahu arba'atu abna'in. Hamidun lahu arba'atu abna'in. meaning Hamid lahu, he has arba'atu abnan, he has four sons. Okay, what we want to note here is arba'atu abnan. Remember, the numbers from 3 to 10 are always in idhafa. So the number, the adad, comes first as the mudhaf, and then the ma'dud, the thing being counted, comes as mudhafun ilayhi majrur. Okay, abna. Abna is the plural of ibn, ibnun. He has four sons. Hum, they are, yani now he's going to name the four sons, Hamzatu wa Uthmanu wa Ahmadu wa Ibrahimu. Notice that these four names, none of them have tanween. And masculine proper nouns take tanween, unless they are mamnu min as-sarf. So that means, since each of these four proper nouns, Hamza, Uthman, Ahmad, and Ibrahim, since all of them are masculine proper nouns, but they don't have tanween, that means that they're all mamnu min as-sarf. So what is the reason for each of them being mamnu min as-sarf? Hamzatu is mamnu min as-sarf. Why? Because it is al-alamu al-mu'annathu fil-lafzi. Yani it's a feminine proper noun in terms of its wording, because it has tarmabuta. وَمَعْنَاهُ مُذَكَّرٌ. But its meaning is masculine. Yani it is the name of a male, but the wording of it, yani the love, is a female expression, meaning it has ta marbuta, the sign of femininity. So it's a masculine proper noun that ends with ta marbuta, and therefore that's the reason why it's mamnu min as-sarf. Masculine proper nouns that end with ta marbuta are mamnu min as-sarf. The second one, Uthmanu. Uthmanu is also a masculine proper noun, and it is mamnu min as-sarf. Why? Because it is al-alam al-makhtum bi-alafin wa noonin zaidataini. Yani it is a proper noun that is sealed or ends with two extra letters, alif and noon. Uthmanu. Yani the root of this word is ayn, tha, and meen. So alif and noon are extra letters. Alifin wa noonin zaidataini. Yani al-alam al-makhtum. Yani it ends with two extra letters, alif and noon. The third name, Ahmadu, is also a masculine proper noun. But why is it mamnu min as-sarf? Because it is al-alam alladhi ala wazn af'alu. I mean, not alam, alam ala wazn af'alu. Okay, so it is a proper noun that has the pattern of a verb, af'alu, af'alu. Yani like, ذَهَبَ أَذْهَبُ أَنَا أَذْهَبُ. Okay, this is the pattern of a verb, the pattern أَفْعَلُ. So for that reason, masculine proper nouns on the pattern of أَفْعَلُ are مَمْنُوع مِنَ الصَّرْفِ. The fourth one, إِبْرَاهِيمُ, is also a proper noun. العالم الأعجميّ. أعجميّ يعني foreign proper noun. Proper noun that is non-Arabic. It's a non-Arabic proper noun. So many of the names of the prophets, like Ibrahim and Ya'qub, are yani foreign proper nouns. They are not originally from Arabic, and all foreign proper nouns are mamnu min as-sarf. Okay, so these four names here, these are all masculine proper nouns, and each one of them has a different reason why it's mamnu min as-sarf. One is a masculine proper noun that ends with tarmabuta. The second is a masculine proper noun that ends with an extra two letters, alif and noon. Another one is a masculine proper noun that's on the pattern of af'alu. And the last one is a masculine proper noun that is not originally Arabic, non-Arabic, yani foreign proper noun. Okay, the sentence goes on. We're on the second line, last part of the sentence. Our next sentence on line two, Ahmadu wa Hamzatu Talibani. Ahmed and Hamza are what? Talibani, two students. Talibani is the muthanna of talibun. Remember, the muthanna is formed by adding alif noon. Talibun, talibani. Ahmed and Hamza are two students. Ahmadu talibun mujtahidun wa Hamzatu talibun kaslanu. Ahmadu talibun with tanween, mujtahidun with tanween, wa Hamzatu talibun with tanween, kaslanu with a single dhamma vowel. The meaning, Ahmed is a, what type of student? Mujtahid, is a diligent, hard-working student. And Hamza is a what type of student? Kaslanu, a lazy student. Okay, Ahmed is a diligent, hard-working student, and Hamza is a lazy student. Here we want to note that kaslanu is an adjective describing talibun. What kind of talib? Lazy talib. Yani talibun kaslanu. We know that the adjective also always agrees with a noun in four matters, and from amongst them is that it is indefinite. So talibun is indefinite with tanween. Kaslanun is also indefinite, but it doesn't have tanween. Why? Because it's a diptote. It can't take tanween, so it has a single dhamma vowel. Why is it? Yani, a diptote. What category? It's mamnu' min as-sarf because it is a sifa or a wasf ala wazn fa'lan, on the pattern of fa'lan. Kaslan, like jaw'an, hungry. Ghadaban, angry. Shab'an, yani satisfied, full. Yani, person has eaten their fill. Okay, so kaslan is mamnu' min as-sarf because it is an adjective on the pattern of fa'lan. The next line, qala yusufu indi khamsatu aqlamin. Indi khamsatu aqlamin. Yani, Yusuf said, indi, I have khamsatu aqlamin, 5 pens. Here we want to note that Yusuf, yani, here first we want to note the past tense verb qala, which is for third person masculine singular. Qala. Yusuf is also a foreign proper noun, yani non-Arabic proper noun. Therefore, even though it's a masculine proper noun, it doesn't take tanween, it's mamnu min as-sarf. Qala Yusufu indi khamsatu aklam. Yani here, we have the idafa construction, khamsatu aklamin. Yani the numbers from 3 to 10 are always in idafa. And by the way, yani indi is a yani ja is a dharf, and we know that the dharf and the shibah jumla, yani the ja wal majrur or dharf, is never the mubtada. So this is a khabar muqaddam. It's a khabar that's advanced ahead of its place, and what follows it is the mubtada. Yani khamsatu is the mubtada, marfuun with dhamma, aklamun is mudawfun ilayhi majrur. Indi khamsatu aklamin. And then he begins to explain about these 5 pens. I have 5 pens. هَذَا قَلَمٌ أَحْمَرُ, meaning, this is a red pen. وَهَذَا قَلَمٌ أَزْرَقُ, and this is a blue pen. وَهَذَا قَلَمٌ أَخْضَرُ, and this is a green pen. وَهَذَا قَلَمٌ أَسْوَدُ, and this is a black pen. وَهَذَا قَلَمٌ أَصْفَرُ, and this is a yellow pen. Okay, so what we want to note here are these colors. Colors are adjectives, and adjectives on the pattern of أَفْعَل, أَفْعَلُ, are all مَمْنُوع مِنَ الصَّرْفِ. So we see أَحْمَرُ, أَزْرَقُ, أَخْضَرُ, أَسْوَدُ, and أَصْفَرُ are all on the pattern of أَفْعَلُ, and they're all adjectives, they're colors. So they are mamnu' min as-sarf, none of them taking tanween. As we go down, we see qalat Zainabu. Qalat Zainabu. Here, yani this is the third person feminine singular. Here, qalat Zainabu. Yani Zainab said. Qala, he said. Qalat, she said. Here we want to note, Zainabu is an alim, is al-alim, al-mu'annath, a feminine proper noun. Feminine proper nouns, even if they don't have taramabuta, as in this case, Zainabu, even if they don't have taramabuta, they are mamnu' min as-sarf. So we see here that Zainabu does not take tanween. Qalat Zainabu, indi manadilu, manadilu kathiratun. I have many handkerchiefs. And again in this sentence, indi is the khabar muqaddam, manadilu is the mubtada muakhar, delayed, khabar marfu'un with dhamma, kathiratun is a not, describing manadil, and since manadil is a, yani, plural, ghayru aqil plural, we see that the not describing it is feminine, singular. Manadilu kathiratun. I have many handkerchiefs. And then she begins to describe handkerchiefs. One of them, she says, هَذَا أَبْيَضُ. This one is white. وَهَذَا أَصْفَرُ. And this one is yellow. وَهَذَا أَحْمَرُ. And this is red. وَهَذَا أَزْرَقُ. And this is blue. And again, we want to note that these colors, أَبْيَضُ, أَصْفَرُ, أَحْمَرُ, and أَزْرَقُ, are all adjectives on the pattern of أَفْعَلُ, and therefore ممنوع من الصرف. And that's why we see that they don't take تَنْوِين. Going down, قَالَتْ لَهَا فَاطِمَةُ. يعني فاطمة said to her. قَالَتْ لَهَا, she said to her. Who said to her? فَاطِمَةُ. Fatima said to her, أَعِنْدَكَ مِنْدِيلٌ أَخْضَرُ. أَعِنْدَكَ مِنْدِيلٌ أَخْضَرُ. Do you have, I'm sorry, Fatima said to her, أَعِنْدَكِ. عندكِ. عندكِ منديلٌ أخضرُ. Do you have a green handkerchief? Here we'll just note, يعني, that from words that are ممنوع من الصرف in this sentence is فاطمة, is a feminine proper noun, العالم المؤنث, ممنوع من الصرف, and أخضرُ is an adjective on the pattern of أفعلُ, ممنوع من الصرف. قالت, the answer in the next line, do you have a green handkerchief? قالت, لا, ما عندي منديل أخضر. No, I do not have a green handkerchief. Now, طلحة comes in. قال طلحة عندي مفاتيح كثيرة. عندي مفاتيح كثيرة. يعني طلحة said, I have many mafatih, many keys. Here we want to note, talhatu is a masculine proper noun, but it ends with tarmawuta and therefore it's mamnu min asarf, no tanween. Likewise, mafatihu is a broken plural on the pattern of mafa'ilu, and this pattern, mafa'ilu, is also a broken plural pattern that's mamnu min asarf. Therefore, it doesn't have tanween. And likewise, yani it's a غير عاقل plural. Yani it's a plural that's not representing a human being. Therefore, it is treated as though it's feminine singular. So we see the adjective كثيرةٌ describing it. That adjective is feminine singular. It goes on to say, هذا, and he has many keys. Then he says, هذا مفتاح الغرفة. هذا مفتاح الغرفة. This is the key of the room. وهذا مفتاح الحقيبة. وهذا مفتاح الحقيبة. And this is the key of the briefcase or bag. وهذا مفتاح السيارة. وهذا مفتاح السيارة. And this is the key of the car. So what we want to note here, in what we just read, is that there's a number of idafa constructions. Miftahu al-gurfati. Miftahu is the mudaf. Al-gurfati is mudaf in ilayhi majroor with kasra. Again, after that, miftahu al-haqibati. Yani, miftahu is the mudaf. Al-haqibati is mudaf in ilayhi majroor, and the sign that is majroor is kasra. And finally, miftahu al-sayyarati. Miftahu is the mudaf, and as-sayyarati is mudaf ilayhi majroor. The sign that's majroor is kasra. The next line, qala sufyanu. Qala sufyanu fi baladina masajidu wa madarisu kathiratun wa fanadiqu qalilatun. The meaning of this sentence, qala sufyanu, Sufyan said, fi baladina, in our country, in our land, in our city, are masajidu, masjids, wa madarisu, schools, kathiratun, many, yani, masjids and schools. Wa fanadiqu qalilatun, and few hotels. So what we want to note here is, number one, Sufyanu is a masculine proper noun. It doesn't have tanween. That's because it's mamnu min as-sarf. It's a masculine proper noun that ends with the two extra letters alif and noon. Sufyanu. Like Uthmanu. Like Affanu. And so on. Yani Marwanu. These are masculine proper nouns that end with two extra letters, alif and noon. Mamnu min as-sarf. After that, we note that masajidu also doesn't have tanween, and madarisu doesn't have tanween, and fanadiqu doesn't have tanween, and that's because these are all broken plurals on the pattern of mafa'ilu, madarisu, masajidu, and fanadiqu. Likewise, we see that kathirasun than not describing masajid and madaris is feminine singular because these are plurals for غير عاقل, and likewise fanatic is a غير عاقل plural, so it's يعني فنادق قليلة. قليلة is also feminine singular. يعني adjective for غير عاقل plural. Next to the last line, أَهَؤُلَاءِ الطِّبَّاءُ, yani a group of men are standing there, and the question is asked, أَهَؤُلَاءِ الطِّبَّاءُ, are these doctors, yani are these people, these men, doctors? The answer, لَا, هُمْ مُدَرِّسُونَ وَهُمْ عُلَمَاءُ كِبَارٌ. Are these doctors? No, they are teachers, and they are big scholars. Or major scholars. So the first thing I want to note in the question, أَهَؤُلَاءِ, يعني is Hamzatul Istifham, used to ask a question. It changed a statement into a question. يعني without Hamzatul Istifham, this will be a statement. These are doctors. هَؤُلَاءِ الطِّبَّاءُ. هَؤُلَاءِ is مُبْتَدَى, يعني مَبْنِيٌ في مَحَلِّ رَفْ, in the place where it should be مَرْفُون. الطِّبَّاءُ is the خَبَر مَرْفُون وَالْضَمَّ. The second thing I want to note is that ha'ulai is the plural. Yani, for pointing to things near, yani, masculine and feminine. Hada and hadihi. Its plural is ha'ulai. In the answer, lahum mudarrisuna. Yani, mudarrisuna is jam, mudakkar salam, masculine, sound, plural. Wahum ulama'u. Ulama is a broken plural on the pattern of fu'ala that we had in lesson 13. It's one of the broken plural patterns that are mamnu min as-sarf. Fu'ala. Yani like fuqara'u, wuzara'u, zumala'u, ulama'u. Naam. And kibar, yani is also a broken plural pattern, but it's not mamnu min as-sarf. Yani fi'al, kibar, sigar, tiwal, like this. Okay, which we had in lesson 13. Okay, this is the end of the selected text. and now, we want to, hopefully, yani everybody is following us well in terms of these categories of words that are mamnu min as-sarf, nouns and adjectives that are mamnu min as-sarf, and also being able to, yani able to identify each one and the reason why it is mamnu min as-sarf. In addition to just generally reading the text and comprehending the text, knowing the vocabulary words and the grammatical rules that are applicable in these sentences as we come to the conclusion of this particular course. Okay, now we want to go to the exercises, listening exercises and dictation exercises. For the listening exercise, yani we normally do what? We read each word or each sentence or question or answer twice. The first time just listen up, the second time yani translate orally. You don't have to open the book for this. You're just listening now, okay? We want to train our listening skills. So don't look at the book. Just listen. You don't have to write anything. except if you want to put a check or an X if you got it right or you missed it, okay? So for listening skills, we're going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 sentences, statements, or questions, okay? 5. So you can number 1 through 5. You can put a check if you got it right. And put an X if you missed it, just so you can keep track of how well you did. Okay, but there's nothing really to write here. There's nothing to read. It's just listening and oral translation. I'm going to read each one twice. Number 1. Hamidun tabibun. زوجته مدرسة. Okay, let's translate orally. حامد طبيب. Meaning, حامد is a طبيب. حامد is a doctor. زوجته مدرسة. His wife or his spouse is a teacher, female teacher. Okay, number two. قالت لها فاطمة أعندك منديل أخضر. Let's translate. قالت لها فاطمة, meaning Fatima said to her, أعندك منديل أخضر, meaning do you have a green handkerchief? Number three. قالت لا ما عندي منديل أخضر. Translate orally. قالت, she said, لا, no, ما عندي منديل أخضر. I do not have a green handkerchief. Number four. Number four. هذا Number four. Okay. قال طلحة. قال طلحة. عندي مفاتيح كثيرة. عندي مفاتيح كثيرة. Translate orally. قال طلحة, meaning طلحة said, عندي مفاتيح كثيرة, meaning I have many keys. Number five. لا هم مدرس. I'm sorry, let's read the question along with this answer. أهؤلاء أطباء. لا هم مدرسون وهم علماء كبار. Translate orally. أهؤلاء أطباء, meaning are these doctors, meaning are these people, these men, doctors? Answer, لا هم مدرسون وهم علماء كبار, meaning يعني لا, no, هم مدرسون, meaning they are teachers. وهم علماء كبار, meaning and they are big scholars or major scholars. Okay, that's for the listening skills. Five, I hope everybody did well on that. It's really, really important that we train our ear to be able to comprehend what we hear. And for this reason, we have been suggesting that everybody listen to the audio files for these lessons as we're going through this course so that you get more practice in hearing Arabic. Yani, in listening to Arabic and comprehending what you hear. Okay, let's go now to the imla. This is the last skill we want to do for lesson 22. Imla, yani dictation. And again, for dictation, what we normally do is we read each sentence or each question or answer three times. The first time, just listen up. Second time, try to write what you hear. Yani, second time, try to write what you hear. And the third time, try to catch what you may have missed or just check to see if you have written it correctly. Okay, so I'm going to get my pad so I can write with you and try to keep track of the time. We're going to have 5 sentences for Imla. 5 sentences, okay? 5. Okay, let's read. The first one, number 1. أحمد طالب مجتهد وحمزة طالب كسلان. Okay, let's try to write it. أحمد طالب مجتهد وحمزة طالبٌ كسلانُ. Okay, let's check what you have written. Okay, أحمدُ طالبٌ مجتهدٌ وَحَمْزَةُ طَالِبٌ كَسْلَانُ. Ahmed is a mujtahid student and Hamza is a lazy student. Number two. This is a short sentence. عندي خمسة أقلام. Let's try to write it. عندي خمسة أقلام. Okay, let's check what we have written. عندي with me or خمسة five أقلام five pens. عندي خمسة أقلام. Number three. Also a short sentence. عندي مناديل كثيرة. Let's try to write it. عندي مناديل كثيرة. Let's check what we have written again. عندي with me or مناديل handkerchiefs كثيرة many. عندي مناديل كثيرة. I have many handkerchiefs. Number four. Short sentence. هذا مفتاح الغرفة. Let's write it. هذا مفتاح الغرفة. Let's check what we have written. هذا مفتاح الغرفة. Number five, the last sentence. في بلدنا مساجد ومدارس كثيرة. Okay, let's write it. في بلدنا 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 في بلدنا مساجد مساجد ومدارس ومدارس كثيرة كثيرة. Let's check what we have written. في بلدنا بلدنا in our land or in our country or city مساجد masjids ومدارس schools كثيرة many in our country are many masjids and schools. Okay, this is what we wanted to do for lesson 22. Inshallah, now we're going to go to lesson 23. As for lesson 23, okay, so normally what we're going to start with is the vocabulary review. So there really aren't any new words per se for lesson 23. And there are three names of cities. And the city of Ta'if, which is outside of Mecca, at Ta'ifu, and the city of Istanbul, yani Istanbul in Turkey, and the city of Washington, the capital of the United States. Okay, so basically, this is the vocabulary for this particular lesson. So there's really no new vocabulary. But in lesson 23, there's a point that's made here. And we have already covered that point, so we're just going to mention it in passing, that we have learned before that the noun is in the genitive case in two situations. Yani nouns become genitive for two reasons. One, if it's preceded by a preposition, as in fil bayti or min bilalin. And the second is if it is mudafun ilayhi, yani it's the second part of an idafa construction, like kitabu al-mudarrisi or baytu bilalin. Okay, so there are two primary reasons why a word is in the genitive case, majrur, and that is, it's the object of a preposition, or it's the second part of an idafa construction. So what we are reminding ourselves here now is that what? That these special words that are mamnu min as-sarf, that are diptotes, they are an exception to this rule. That is, that when they are the object of a preposition, or the second part of an idafa construction, even though they are majrur, because of the preposition, or because of the idafa, but they don't take kasra as the sign of them being majrur, rather they have a secondary sign that is fatha. Okay? So this is the point that we want to note here, is that words that are mamnu min as-sarf, when they are majrur, they don't take kasra, they take fatha. The exception to that is if that word that's mamnu min as-sarf has alif lam, then it can take, yani in these two situations, with following a preposition or the second part of an idafa construction, if the word that's mamnu min as-sarf has alif lam, then it can take kasra. Or if it is, yani, mudaf. Or if it is what? Mudafan. Yani, if it is the mudaf of an idafa construction, the first part of an idafa construction, in that case, yani, it can take kasra when it does take kasra when it is majrur. Other than those two situations, if it doesn't have alif lam and it's not the mudaf, then words that are diptotes, mamnu min as-sarf, when they are majrur, they don't take kasra. They have a secondary sign that is fatha. Okay, so that's what we wanted to say as a reminder concerning categories of words that are mamnu min as-sarf. This is a rule that's particular to them. Not only they don't take tanween, but they don't take kasra when they are majrur, unless they have alif lam or they are mudaf. Okay, that being said, we want to, yani the vocabulary, as we mentioned, no vocabulary really for this lesson. The grammatical rules are an extension of what we had in lesson 23. Those categories that we just mentioned in lesson 22, we're going to see them again in lesson 23. But except in this lesson, we're going to see some prepositions and we may see some idafa constructions. So just keep in mind that even though the word that's mamnu min as-sarf, yani, even though it is the object of a preposition, or it's the mudaf ilayhi, it doesn't take kasra in those cases. It's majrur, but the sign of it being majrur is a secondary sign. Instead of kasra, it takes fatha, the exception being if it has alif lam, or if it is a mudaf. Yani the first part of the idafa construction. Okay, so let's look at the text, the selected text for lesson 23, which is on page 120, and a little bit going into page 121. Check out time here. Okay, we're good on time. Okay, let's read from page 120, الدرسُ الثالثُ والعشرونَ, the 23rd lesson. Okay, the teacher is speaking. من أنت يا أخي? Who are you, O my brother? Ahmed answers, أنا طالب جديد. I am a new student. Please translate along with me and try to identify words that are ممنوع من الصرف and why they are ممنوع من الصرف. So far we don't have anything. أنا طالب مبتدأ خبر جديد is a not. The teacher says, ما اسمك? Meaning, what is your name? Ahmed says, اسمي أحمد. اسمي أحمد. My name is Ahmed. Here we have اسم is the مبتدأ. يا المتكلم is مضاف إليه. And أحمد is the خبر مرفوع with ضمة. But Ahmed doesn't have تنوين. Why? Because it is a masculine proper noun on the pattern of أفعل. On the pattern of أفعلوا. The teacher says, من أين أنت? From where are you? Where are you from? Ahmed says, أنا من باكستان. I am from Pakistan. Here again, we see, أنا is the مبتدأ, من Pakistan is the شبه جملة جائع والمجرور is the خبر. And Pakistan is the object of the preposition min. So it is majroor by the sign of it being majroor. It's not kasra. It's a secondary sign fatta because it is yani a diptote. Mamnu min sarf. Why is it a diptote? It's from the category of foreign proper nouns. Foreign proper nouns. Al-alamu al-a'jamiyu. Al-alam al-a'jamiyu. Foreign proper noun. The teacher says, عندي سبعة دفاتر. Meaning, I have 7 notebooks. Here we want to note that سبعة is the عدد and دفاتر is the معدود. And we said that the numbers from 3 to 10, يعني the معدود is going to be مضاف إليه مجرور. And it's going to be plural. Here we see دفاتر is مجرور. It's مضاف إليه مجرور. But the sign of it being majroor is, instead of kasra, fatha, secondary sign, because it's mamnu min asarf. Why is it mamnu min asarf? It's from the category of broken plural patterns on the wazn of mafa'il. Mafa'ilu. Mafa'ilu. Dafatiru. Okay, the teacher says, indi sab'atu dafatira. I have 7 notebooks. Liman hiya. Who do they belong to? Who do they belong to? Abbas says, Hati ya ustadhu. Give to me, give them to me, O ustadh, O teacher. And then he begins to identify each notebook who they belong to. Hatha li, this one belongs to me. Wa hatha li Muhammadin, and this one belongs to Muhammad. Wa hatha li Hamidin, and this one belongs to Hamid. Wa hatha li Ibrahima, and this one belongs to Ibrahima. وَهَذَا لِعُثْمَانَ and this one belongs to Uthman. وَهَذَا لِيُوسُفَ and this one belongs to Yusuf. وَهَذَا لِطَلْحَةَ and this one belongs to Talha. Notice that the first names he mentioned, which are not ممنوع من الصرف, after the preposition لي take كسر. هَذَا لِي مُحَمَّدٍ وَهَذَا لِي حَامِدٍ يعني جاء والمجرور. وَهَذَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ here we see that the object of the preposition li, the object of the preposition li, Ibrahim, is majroor, but it doesn't take kasra, it takes fatha because it's mamnu' min asarf. And the reason why it's mamnu' min asarf is because it's a foreign proper noun. Al-alam al-a'jami. The same thing, yani, in reference to the object of the preposition li that follows, wahada li uthmana. Yani Uthman is the object of the preposition li. It's majroor, but the sign of it being majroor is not kasra, it's fatha, because it is a masculine proper noun that is ending with 2 extra letters, aleph and noon. Uthman. Therefore, it doesn't take, yani it's mamnoom and asarf, it doesn't take kasra, it takes fatha. Wahada li Yusufa, Yusufa. Here, Yusuf is the object of the preposition li. Yani it's majroor. The sign that it's majroor is fatha because it's mamnu' min asarf, because it's a foreign proper noun. Al-alamu al-a'jamiyu. And then we follow with wahada li talhata. Here, yani talha is the object of the preposition li, but it doesn't take kasra, it takes fatha because it's mamnu' min asarf. The reason why it's mamnu' min asarf is because it's a masculine proper noun that ends with ta marbuta. After this, the teacher says, أَهَذَا كِتَابُكَ يَا مُحَمَّدُ meaning, is this your book, O Muhammad? Muhammad says, لَا هَذَا كِتَابُ حَمْزَةَ no, this is the book of Hamza. Here we want to note, هَذَا is مُبْتَدَى كِتَابُ is خَبَر مَرْفُوٌ وَالْضَمَّةَ and Hamzata is mudawfun ilayh. This is an idafa construction. Kitabu Hamzata, the book of Hamza. So Hamza is mudawf ilayhi majroor, but the sign of it being majroor instead of kasra is fatha because it's mamnu min asarf. Why is it mamnu min asarf? Because it is a masculine proper noun that ends with ta marbuta. The teacher says, Aina aliyu. Aliyun. Aina Aliyun. Ya Ikhwanu. Where's Ali? O brothers. Hamid says, ذهب إلى الرياض. He went to the city of Riyadh. Mudarris says, وأين يعقوب? And where is يعقوب? Hamid says, ذهب إلى مكة. إلى مكة. Here I want to note, يعقوب is a foreign proper noun. Doesn't take تنوين. Foreign proper noun. ممنوع من الصرف. العالم الأعجمي. And likewise, إلى مكة. يعني مكة is the object of the preposition إلى. So therefore it is مجرور. But the sign of it being مجرور is فتح instead of كسرة because it is ممنوع من الصرف. Why is it ممنوع من الصرف? It's from the category of feminine proper nouns. العالم المؤنث. Turning to page 121, the teacher says, أين إسحاق? Where's إسحاق? Muhammad says, خرج إلى المدير. Here we want to note that إسحاق also يعني is a masculine proper noun, but it is not taking تنوين because it's a foreign proper noun. العالم, العالم الأعجمي. Foreign proper nouns are ممنوع من الصرف, they don't take تنوين. After this, the مدرس says, متى خرج? When did he go out? Muhammad says, خرج قبل خمس دقائق. قبل خمس دقائق. And he went out before 5 minutes. يعني 5 minutes ago. Here we want to note that the إضافة construction خمس دقائق. 5 minutes. Remember the numbers from 3 to 10 are always an إضافة. The number يعني is the مضاف and the معدود, the thing being counted, is مضاف إليه مجرور. دقائق is مجرور because it's مضاف إليه. It doesn't take كسرة because it's ممنوع من الصرف, so taking فتح instead as a secondary sign instead of كسرة. The reason why it's ممنوع من الصرف is because it's a broken plural on the pattern of مفاعل. On the pattern of مفاعل. Also, there's another إضافة construction here besides the number 5 and دقائق, خمس دقائق. يعني there's also إضافة between قبل خمس. قبل خمس. So قبل يعني is مضاف and خمس is مضاف إليه مجرور. Remember we said that the number يعني the numbers from 3 to 10, the number is the مضاف. It can take any case ending. It can be marfoon, mansoob, or majroor. In this case, it's majroor because it is mudaf ilayhi for qabla. And then it is a mudaf, and its mudaf ilayhi is daqa'iqa. So, khamsi is mudaf ilayhi for qabla, and daqa'iqa is mudaf ilayhi for khamsi. Okay, this is the end of what we wanted to read in terms of the selected text. And now we want to look at the end of this lesson, yani the two listening skills and dictation skills exercises. As far as the listening skills, we're going to do six sentences or questions. Each question we're going to count as one, each answer we're going to count as another. Okay, so we're going to do this relatively brief. Listening skills we're going to do 10. Okay, we're going to do 10, but each question is going to count for one and the answer is going to count for another. So we're going to do a question and an answer. That's 1 and 2. Question and answer, 3 and 4. Question and answer, 5 and 6. Question and answer, 7 and 8. Question and answer, 9 and 10. Okay, so for listening skills, we're only going to read it twice. You don't have to write anything. You don't have to look at the book. Just try to listen up. See if you can comprehend what you hear and just translate orally. The first time, just listen carefully. Second time, translate orally. Put a check if you get it right. Put an X if you missed it, so you can keep track of these 10 questions or answers. How well did you do? Okay, listen up. Number 1. أَهَذَا كِتَابُكَ يَا مُحَمَّدُ? Translate orally. أَهَذَا كِتَابُكَ يَا مُحَمَّدُ? Meaning, is this your book, O Muhammad? Number 2. The answer. لا هذا كتاب حمزة. Translate orally. لا هذا كتاب حمزة. No, this is the book of Hamza. Number 3. أين Aliyun ya ikhwanu. Translate orally. Aina Aliyun ya ikhwanu. Meaning, where is Ali, O brothers? Number four, the answer. Zahaba ila riyadi. Translate orally. Zahaba ila riyadi. Meaning, he went to the city of Riyadh. Number five, question. Wa aina ya'qubu? Translate orally. Wa aina ya'qubu? Meaning, and where is Ya'qub? Number six. Zahaba ila Makkata. Translate orally. Zahaba ila Makkata. He went to Mecca. Listen. Number seven. Aina ishaqu. Translate orally. Aina ishaqu. Meaning, where is Ishaq? Number eight. Kharaja ila al-mudiri. Translate orally. Kharaja ila al-mudiri. Yani he went out to the principal. Number nine. Mata kharaja. Translate orally. Mata kharaja. Answer. Mata kharaja means, when did he go out? The answer. Number ten. Kharaja qabla khamsi daqa'iqa. Translate orally. Kharaja qabla khamsi daqa'iqa. Meaning, he went out before 5 minutes. Or he went out 5 minutes ago. Okay, those were 10 statements, questions, or answers. Yani, 5 questions, 5 answers. And I hope, inshallah, that it should have been easy for everybody to translate them orally without looking at the book. Now we're going to do the last exercise, that is, yani dictation skills exercise. We're going to read each sentence or question or answer 3 times. The first time, just listen up carefully. Yani, try as best you can to comprehend what you have heard or even to memorize it. And the second time, we want you to write what you have heard. Okay, so if you memorize it the first time, when you hear it the second time, it gives you a second chance to comprehend it and to memorize it and be able to write it out. The third time, you can check to make sure you have written it correctly or to fill in any words that you may have missed. Okay, this is dictation skills, and we're going to do 6 lines. Yani, a question and an answer, a question and an answer, a question and an answer. 3 questions, 3 answers. 6 lines. Okay, let me get my pad so I can write along with you. Number one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, number one. Number one. Question. Man anta ya akhi. Let's write this. Man anta ya akhi. Man anta ya akhi. Let's check what we have written. Man, who, anta, you, who are you, ya, o, akhi, my brother. Who are you, o, my brother? Number two. Ana talibun jadidun. Let's write it. Ana talibun jadidun. The first word, ana. Second word, talibun. Third word, jadidun. Okay, let's check it. Ana, I am, talibun, a student, jadidun, new. I am a new student. Number three. Mas muka. Let's write it. Ma ismuka. Ma Ismuka. Or if you read it together, Masmuka. Alright? Meaning, what is your name? Ma Ismuka. Yani the kasra, no need to write the kasra in Ismuka because it's Hamzatul Wasl. You're going to join it together. Masmuka. What is your name? Number four. Ismi Ahmadu. Let's write it. Ismi Ahmadu. Let's check what we have written. The first word, Ismi, my name is Ahmadu. Ahmad, my name is Ahmad. Ismi Ahmadu. Number five, Min Aina Anta. Min Aina Anta. Let's write it. Min Aina Anta. Okay, let's check what we've written. Min, from, Aina, where, Anta, are you? From where are you? Where are you from? Min, Aina, Anta. Where are you from? And finally, number six, Ana, min Pakistana. Ana, let's write it. Ana, min Pakistan. Pakistan. Ana min Pakistan. Pakistan. Now, I am from Pakistan. I'm from Pakistan. Okay, let's check what we have written. Ana is the first word. I am. Min is the second word. From Pakistan. Is the last word, the country known as Pakistan. And I'm in Pakistan. I'm from Pakistan. Okay, this is the end of what we wanted to do in terms of the lesson today. And this is the completion of this course, Reading Comprehension Course from Medina Book 1. I hope, inshallah, that everybody has benefited in terms of increasing our comprehension skills through learning the vocabulary better and also grasping the grammatical rules better. And practicing reading more, practicing listening to Arabic, and practicing trying to write what we hear. Reading as much as possible, listening to Arabic, and also trying to write what you hear. All of this, is increasing our comprehension skills. Being able to understand what we see, as well as understand what we hear. To comprehend what we read in the book, and to comprehend what we hear if there's no book in front of us. And then to be able to comprehend well enough to be able to write what we have heard. Imla. Okay, so this is what we wanted to cover, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant success to each one of you, and that He help each of us to improve in our Arabic learning, learning the Arabic language, memorizing the vocabulary, learning the grammatical rules, learning how to read and write better, and being able to use those skills to go to the Quran and understand what we read in the Quran or what we hear when it's being recited, and look into the books of hadith and read the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to comprehend much of what we hear, if not all of it, and as well to be able to listen to a lecture from the scholars are the people of Sunnah, and be able to comprehend what they are saying. This is really, really important. We are studying Arabic, inshallah, because we want to improve our knowledge in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah and the Aqidah and Fiqh and Hadith. And Arabic is a key to being able to do that. Okay, so this is the end of our course. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant success to each of you and to myself as well, and to have made this course of benefit to everyone involved. That being said, since this is the last session, I just want to let everyone who's with us today, and you can pass it on to your friends and family members, that I am not ready to begin book number two yet. So, because we're still doing book two with the other group. So what I want to do with this class, so that we don't lose time and that we benefit, I want to do something to help you to prepare for book two, any preparation for book two. One of the things that I've found over the years of teaching Medina book two is that a lot of students are overwhelmed by the amount of grammar in addition to the amount of vocabulary. Okay, so the vocabulary in Medina book two is more than it was in Medina book one. And the grammar also is more than it is in Medina book one. In Medina book one, we have 23 lessons. In Medina book two, we have 31 lessons. The lessons are longer. The vocabulary is more. The number of grammatical points in each lesson, generally speaking, is much more than in book one. And some people making that transformation from book one to book two find it overwhelming and becomes very difficult. Some people are frustrated and don't complete. So even though we have a good number of people who complete book one, we don't have a good number of people completing book two. And part of the reason for that is because the transformation from book one to two sometimes is overwhelming for people. So what we want to do is we want to take a few weeks or a couple of months, maybe 2 months or so. I'm not really sure how long it's going to take. But we want to preview, okay, not review, we want to preview the first half of Medina book two. We want to preview it. Okay, and that means that we're going to cover a lot of grammatical points from amongst the fundamental structures of Arabic language that we're going to cover is a complete covering of the fi'l madi, the conjugation of the past tense verb, and the intricacies of it, its meanings, its pronouns, everything related to it, that yani, we have been introduced to in book one, we're going to go into detail in book two. Likewise, we're going to take in book two the fi'l mudari, the present tense verb, and we're going to go into that in detail and break it down, the pronouns, the relationship, yani, between the various pronouns, masculine, feminine, singular, plural, first person, second person, third person. We're going to cover the mudari verb also in detail. And then we want to cover the command and the prohibition, yani the fi'l amr, the command form of the verb, and la and nahiya, the prohibitive la. We want to cover these things, past tense, present tense, command and prohibition, yani the use of the verb for command, the fi'l amr, and the use of la and nahiya for prohibition. So in between this past tense, present tense, and the imperative command form, there are a lot of other grammatical points, such as inna wa akhawatuha, yani the particle inna and its sisters, and how they work with a jumla ismiya, the ism inna and khabaru inna being, yani what, how that affects words changing from being marfu'un to mansub and so on. And likewise, kana wa akhawatuha, although for kana wa akhawatuha, we're going to do laysa from akhawatu kana, and we're going to see how that works with a jumla ismiya, and how it changes, yani mubtada and khabra, making, yani one mansub and the other remaining marfu'un. We want to look at that. And then there are numbers from 11 to 20. And then there's also ordinal numbers, yani the first, the second, the third, and fourth. We saw them in the chapters in book one, at Dars al-Awwal, at Dars al-Thani. We're going to study those numbers and lots of other things. Okay, so there's a lot of grammatical material that we're going to be covering in book two. And what we want to do is take the first half of the book, which has a lot of grammatical points, but primarily fundamental structures that we're going to cover are going to be detailed explanation and analysis of the past tense verb, the present tense verb, and the command form. So it's going to be very interesting, level two. And in order that people do not become overwhelmed or frustrated, inshallah, what we're going to try to do is we're going to take this short period of time to preview book two, okay, without doing the exercises. And basically, we're going to give you a chance to start memorizing the vocabulary so that it's not any overwhelming. In 1 or 2 weeks, you have to memorize all the vocabulary and at the same time learn all of these grammatical rules. So what we're going to do now, we're going to take this period of time and we're going to go through each lesson and try to memorize the vocabulary. We're going to look at how they are in context by reading the text for each lesson. We're going to study the vocabulary, try to memorize as much of it as possible, read the Arabic text so that we can see those words, those new vocabulary words, in context. And we're going to also look at the grammar, not in complete detail, but at least introduction to the grammar, so that when we start a formal study of book two, you will already be familiar with the grammatical points that we're going to study. At least you have some familiarity with it, and you also yani, have had a chance to memorize the vocabulary in advance, most of it, if not all of it. This way, when we go into book two, inshallah, it will be a lot easier than people in the past, in my experience, have found it. Yani have found it, yani both the amount of grammar and the amount of vocabulary can sometimes be overwhelming. So what we're going to do, inshallah, we're going to do a preview of at least the first half of the book, maybe the first 15 or 16 lessons of the 31 lessons. We're going to do maybe half of them. And it's going to be a preview. Okay, we're not going to go into the whole lesson. We're not going to do the exercises. We're just going to look at the grammatical points, try to conceptualize them, try to become familiar with them, memorize the vocabulary, and look at the text in the beginning of the lesson so we can see the vocabulary in context and see some of the grammatical rules in context. So when we come back to start formally with book two, inshallah, we'll have a greater familiarity with everything that we're going to cover. And inshallah, you'll find doing book two more enjoyable and more pleasant, because whenever you study something that you're already familiar with, it's going to be easier. And when it's easier, it's usually going to be more enjoyable. So we want you to enjoy book two the way you enjoyed book one after you studied it the first time, when you reviewed it for the second time, or we did the sharh of book one, or we did the comprehension course for book one. When you're studying it for the second time or the third time and you're already familiar with it, it's a lot easier and therefore more enjoyable. So we want book two to be an enjoyable experience. In order to do that, inshallah, it is helpful to already be familiar with the grammar, at least familiar with it, and also to be familiar with the vocabulary, hopefully having memorized it or most of it. So that's our plan for the near future. Before we formally go into book two, we're going to do this preview. I'm not really sure how long it's going to take. We're talking about 15 lessons. So, I imagine it's going to take about 2 months or so. Some of the lessons are shorter than others. We'll see how it goes. I have not done this before, so I'm not really sure how long it's going to take. But it'll probably take about 2 months. And then after that, we're going to start formally doing Medina book to inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakum Allah khair. May Allah bless me and you to be successful in doing things that are pleasing to Him in accordance with the sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah recognize, record, and reward our deeds. May He pardon and overlook our shortcomings, elevate our station with Him in this world and in the next life, and keep us firm and steadfast upon His straight path until we return to Him. In a condition of being pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. Ameen.